Onik, looked like you had a follow-up question, but you said it was answered, or
Okay, just a quick question to Zao. It's a bit naive of me to think like this, but that's never stopped me before, I guess. In Georgia, we have the European Union Monitoring Missions Incident Prevention and Response Mechanism in order to try to defuse tensions between conflicting sides. I'm sure you probably suggested that something like this is really, really important for Armenia, Azerbaijan, maybe even on the line of contact as well. Has there been any signs that maybe more people are thinking about introducing something similar to the conflict zone?
Thank you for your question, Onik. Actually, if you mean the conflict zone, also the border or the Armenian or populated Karabakh, so these are two different things. I mean, when it comes to the border, even I asked this question to the some of the people that were actually taking part of this negotiation, and they said that we are against any kind of internationalization or any verification mission or any kind of mission to the Azerbaijan-Armenian border. That's from Azerbaijan side. So there is no, let's say, desire to see this could happen in Azerbaijan-Armenian border. So, but it's not totally excluded, but still, it's not, let's say, considered by Azerbaijan side. When it's come to the to the Armenian populated Karabakh, I mean, I haven't heard or I haven't seen any kind of indication that let's say, such desire or it could be let's say, acceptable for Azerbaijan, because it's also related to the how things will be worked out with the Russian peacekeepers in the conflict zone. What will happen after 2025 or before 2025? So I haven't seen this, the security issues, or haven't been discussed yet. So, but this is interesting things that you bring up. So, but what I can say that there is a resistance, any kind of internationalization or this type of a mission for now.